Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin Price's new $20,000 showdown, I'll be sharing with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, including Plan B. This will not stay blue forever. Macro and markets may be different, but humans don't change. Human behavior is driven by greed and fear. And quitting Crypto Capo, $23,000, then $16,000 Bitcoin. And quitting Credible Crypto, going on vacation, let me know when we reclaim $20,700 and head to $23,000-ish. And quitting Big Sheds, bounce again as the price continues to range. And quitting TMV Crypto, Bitcoin 4-hour RSI is bearish at the moment. Losing $19,700 would take Bitcoin to sweep August lows and closer to July lows of $18,777. If the bulls can flip $19,986 levels on 4-hour support, we'll be looking at a long at $20,800. Also in today's show, the Bank of Russia agrees to legalize crypto for cross-border payments, according to this latest report. That's right, the Bank of Russia, the country's central bank, had reportedly admitted that cross-border payments in crypto are inevitable in the current geopolitical conditions. Also in today's show, CoinGecko co-founder shares strategy for fork tokens for the ETH merge coming up on September 15th. Quitting him here, almost all the fork tokens are now dead as they are created solely to keep miners temporarily occupied with mining and have no incentive to grow their community and usage. Also in today's show, billionaire Shamath P says that one crypto sector is in a classic bubble cycle. That's right, the billionaire investor and Bitcoin OG, Shamath P, says that one crypto sector could be in the midst of a classic hype cycle. Also in today's show, crypto tycoon doubles down on his Bitcoin $11,000 crash predictions. That's right, we're talking about the Hex founder, Richard Hart. He says Bitcoin falling below $11,000 is not a matter of how, but a matter of when. And he says, I predicted it forever. Bitcoin drops 85% in bear markets, usually. And he also told Kitco News, I think Bitcoin will tap around $10,000 from its high, because that's what it normally does. It drops 85%. Ethereum usually drops 95% because it has lower liquidity, so it acts like a leverage position on Bitcoin to some degree. And as he shares here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin 11,000 and pray, I say. And he also shares that Bitcoin used to pump 70x, then 20x. Now they pray for 5x. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and this is podcast episode number 1038. Now, Bitcoin starts the second week of September, still trying to cement 20,000 in support as the bears clinch control.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Let's start with the first thing to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Bitcoin ceiling 20,000 as the weekly close. The Bitcoin bulls have had it easy this weekend as the lack of volatility resulted in 2 days of fluctuating around 20K. The absence of overall direction meant that the existing price forecast remained intact, with even the weekly close itself continuing to leave the market guessing. That came in the form of practically exactly $20,000 on Bitstamp, followed by a downward price pressure in the first few hours of the new week. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows. As you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 week candle chart, now traders are already expecting a retest of lower levels close to June 17,600. However, saw little reason to alter their perspective. Quoting Credible Crypto here, going on vacation, let me know when we reclaim 20,700 and head to 23,000-ish. And popular trader Crypto Kappa reiterated plans for a short squeeze towards 23,000, followed by a reversal at 16,000 as a potential floor. As he shared here, 23,000, then 16,000. And fellow trader Sheds, meanwhile, confirmed that the 4-hour chart continues to range after bouncing from range lows into the weekly close. As he shares here, Bitcoin 4-hour once again pressing range lows. And data from on-chain analytics resource, Material Indicators, meanwhile showed the bulls fighting for 20,000 at the close, with new bids entering immediately below on the Binance order book. As shared here, Bitcoin weekly candle closed again just above 20,000 and trend precognition flashing a tentative long on the weekly. Be careful, this week is going to be spicy. Now for the second thing to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, Europe energy crisis spooks macro stage. On macro markets, the Fed is due to take a back seat this week with important economic data next due on September 13th in the form of CPI print. For August, there is little chance for risk asset traders to rest. However, as events in Europe are already providing a new theater for volatility, as of September 5th, the euro is trading at its lowest against the US dollar since September 2002, having passed under 99 cents. Now, the weakness comes on the back of instability in energy markets. Russia, which was now due to reopen its Nord Stream 1 gas pipeline at the weekend, suddenly changed course over maintenance issues, with gas supplies now set to be suspended indefinitely. And this in turn followed news that the European Union plans to implement a price cap on Russian energy in line with the G7, to which Russia responded with a threat to halt all energy imports. And as a result, the gas markets are surging once more as the week gets underway, having previously plummeted from record highs. As economist Holger shares here, European gas jumps as much as 35% as Russia keeps Nord Stream links shut, now up 21%. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, US dollar powers through 2-decade highs. That's right, as of last week, an enduring headwind for cryptos and risk assets more broadly continues in the form of US dollar strength. The US dollar index has forged a tradition of hitting 20-year highs throughout 2022, and September has been no exception to this trend. Quoting Scott Melker, the former resistance retested as support that basically nobody wants to see from the dollar.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Now for the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, hodlers continue to gain strength. That's right, where my long-term Bitcoin hodlers at? Make some noise in the comments below. In a classic bear market style, it's the long-term hodlers knuckling down to weather the Bitcoin price storm and setting local records in the process. Data from on-chain analytics firm Glassnode this week confirms that even coins last purchased just 1 year ago are increasingly becoming dormant. Buyers, despite unrealized losses, are refusing to capitulate, and the percentage of the Bitcoin supply now stationary in its wallet for a year or more has hit a new all-time high of 65.78%. 2022, Glassnode additionally shows, has seen a marked steepening of the 1 year or more HODL trajectory, indicating resolve strengthening amongst the majority of long-term HODLers. That's right, numbers don't lie. And at the same time, a complementary metric, the amount of coins being HODLed or otherwise cut off from circulation overall, reached its highest level in almost 2 years. As pointed out here, HODLed or lost coins now total 7.4 million BTC. There has only been 3 times in history of Bitcoin that it was below realized price of 1 to 2 year HODLers. Now it's the third. Now for the fifth and final factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, and that sentiment returns the 6 week lows. That's right. Overall, it seems that the crypto market has fully retraced its bullish phase, which began in the second half of July. Quoting Plan B here, this will not stay blue forever. Macro and markets may be different, but humans don't change. Human behavior is driven by greed and fear, as he shares here in the Stock the Flow model update. And he also says, in my opinion, everybody and their mother is expecting a worldwide mega recession and all markets collapsing. An example, most of it must be priced in. The slightest hint of recovery will pump markets. So there you have it. And before I break down next way of the day, the Bank of Russia agrees to legalize crypto for cross-border payments, according to this latest report. But first, let's take a quick look at at the overall crypto market. As you see, Bitcoin currently correcting down about 0.7% for the day, maintaining just above $19,700. We have Ether pumping up 0.35%, maintaining just under $1,600, while Binance Coin, Cardano, XRP, Solana, and Avalanche all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The Bank of Russia, the country's central bank, had reportedly admitted that cross-border payments in crypto are inevitable in the current geopolitical conditions. The Russian central bank has been rethinking the approach to regulating crypto and agreed with the finance ministry to legalize crypto for cross-border payments, the local news agency TASS reported on Monday. Now, deputy finance minister reported and said that the Bank of Russia and the finance ministry expects to legitimize cross-border payments in crypto soon. Let's freaking go. And he outlined the importance of enabling local crypto services in Russia, noting that many Russians rely on foreign platforms to open a crypto wallet, quoting him here, "It is necessary to do this in Russia, involving entities supervised by the central bank, which are obliged to comply with anti-money laundering and know your customer requirements," the official stated. Russian lawmakers have been historically opposed to the idea of using cryptos as a payment method. And in 2020, Russia adopted a major crypto law on digital financial assets, which officially prohibited the use of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin for payment purposes. And the Bank of Russia has been skeptical about the idea of crypto payments because it wanted to protect the Russian ruble as the only legal tender in the country. Now, the idea of crypto payments for national trades in Russia surfaced back in late 2021. Then Russian President Vladimir Putin said it was still premature to use crypto for trades of energy resources like oil and gas. However, the situation has apparently changed amid Western economic sanctions following Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. In May, the Minister of Industry and Trade declared that Russia would legalize crypto payments sooner than later. Let's freaking go. And the Bank of Russia governor also later suggested that crypto can be used for cross-border payments, but only if crypto doesn't get into Russia's domestic financial system. And according to the deputy finance minister, the central bank has reconsidered its approach to regulating the industry, given that the situation has changed. And he added that the planned infrastructure is too rigid for the use of cryptos and cross-border settlements, which we certainly must legalize somehow. He concluded, mass Bitcoin adoption, let's freaking go, as the Bitcoin game theory is in full effect. And before I break down next way of the day, CoinGecko co-founder shares his strategy for fork tokens for the ETH merge. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $1 trillion milestone, with about $51 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance still in the decline at 38.8%, the lowest it's been in 4 years, with the ETH dominance climbing at 19.7%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Raven Coin leading the pack, up 7%, trading at 3.2 cents, followed by Polkadot, up 3%, trading at $7.51, followed by Chainlink, up 1%, trading at $7.14. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see Luna Classic leading the pack, up 123%. We got Atom, up 21.8%, and Lido DAO, up 20.3%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, this Crypto Greed and Fear Index shows we are now currently rated at 23 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday at 20, last week at 24, and last month at 31 in fear. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Many believe that after Ethereum transitions to proof of stake, a faction of Ether miners will be creating a proof of work fork of the network so they can still keep mining. An executive believes that there are ways for ETH hodlers to take advantage of this upcoming event. And a new Twitter thread, Bobby Ong, the co-founder of token information website CoinGecko, shared his strategies when it comes to the upcoming ETH merge, which has a tentative release date of September 15th, which is right around the corner. According to Ong, ETH hodlers will soon be getting airdrops of ETH proof-of-work tokens, and shared some tips on how ETH hodlers can fully seize this opportunity. Ong noted that the easiest way to get the fork airdrops is to hold ETH at exchanges that support the forks. However, hodling ETH in hardware wallets would also work and could make a trader eligible for all the fork tokens. To maximize the amount that the hodlers can get, the executive also advised traders to bridge their tokens back to the ETH mainnet, unwrap their wrapped Ether, and remove their ETH liquidity from decentralized finance protocols. Now, despite these tips, Ong noted that while he will be eligible to get all of the fork tokens, he would not claim all of the airdrops, as some of them could be scam attempts that would try to get access to his signature and keys. The executive also shared that his strategy for the fork tokens is to sell them all immediately, quoting him here, "Almost all the fork tokens are now dead, as they are created solely to keep miners temporarily occupied with mining and have no incentive to grow their community and usage." Meanwhile, NFT marketplaces such as OpenSea said that it will not be supporting forked NFTs in this platform. The popular NFT trading platform recently announced it will only support NFTs on the upgraded proof-of-stake blockchain, and apart from OpenSea, blockchain oracle Project Chainlink also expresses support for the upgraded ETH network by announcing proof-of-work forks will not be supported by Chainlink. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish for the ETH merge scheduled to be released on September 15th? Again, right around the corner. Let me know in the comments below. And before I break down next story of the day, billionaire Shalmath P, the Bitcoin OG himself, says that one crypto sector is in a classic bubble cycle, as well as crypto tycoon doubles down on his Bitcoin $11,000 crash price predictions. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And if you like receiving daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, make sure you subscribe to the channel, hit that bell to turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button and drop a comment right down below. It helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Billionaire investor and Bitcoin OG and tech entrepreneur Shalmath P says that one crypto sector could be in the midst of a classic hype cycle, and a new all-in podcast, The Social Capital CEO, addresses the massive drop-off of trading volume in the NFT market. Now, he uses an example of Burning Man and Coachella, two large-scale music festivals that aim to be unique but perhaps end up being mostly the same thing. The billionaire compares the two music festivals with NFTs in the general art market, quoting him here. I do think that there is this thing. The Burning Man slash Coachella example is the best way to describe this. A lot of these things are the same, but when a few people approach something early, they're too insecure to admit that it's the same as something else, and so they spend a lot of time trying to tell you a narrative about why it's totally different. The Buffett example would be the quote, whenever somebody tells you this time is different, it's probably not that different. Or the other quote that's well-worn in history is, things don't necessarily repeat in history, but they rhyme. All this is trying to say, other than fundamental leaps in science, there is not a lot of stuff that's new in this world. We are repeating things over and over. And one of the things we repeat is the social capital that you get from having certain choices, when then getting other people to validate those choices because you want to feel like you're worthwhile. And this happened in NFTs. And I'm sure the first phase of different movements in art that also happened, it probably happened in a bunch of other markets as well. So these things are more similar than they are different. Coachella and Burning Man, the same. NFTs and part of the art market, the same. Everybody that runs to you with why it's so different, I would just have a grain of salt and say, it doesn't need to be different. You can just enjoy it because you think it's cool. And according to Dapp Radar, trading volume on leading NFT marketplace OpenSea hit a one-year low earlier this week. And to watch this video he did entitled NFT Volume Plummets, check the show notes below the video in the description. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. According to Richard Hart, Bitcoin is going down like the Titanic. Do you agree or disagree with this influencer? The crypto markets are obviously struggling to recover with little glimpses of green after Bitcoin tanked below 20,000. Yet again, Bitcoin is trying to claw back above 20,000, but is facing stiff resistance, making its price trade backward. Now, Hex founder Richard Hart predicted exclusively to Watcher Guru in May 2022 that Bitcoin will crash to $11,000. And at the time of his prediction, Bitcoin was trading at $29,900. And 4 months later, now it's at $19,000. Now, Watcher Guru reached out to the crypto tycoon again, and he still believes that Bitcoin is headed towards 11,000. Hart doubled down on his predictions, claiming that Bitcoin will crash to 11,000, dipping 85% from its all-time high of $69,000, which was reached back in November 2021. Quoting him here, Bitcoin will continue to fall down to $11,000. As long as the grayscale discount to NAV exists, it is the normal 85% price dip Bitcoin does. Mt. Gox coins being released is more potential sell pressure, he said to Watcher Guru. And according to the Hex founder, Bitcoin falling below 11,000 is not a matter of how, but a matter of when. I have predicted it forever. Bitcoin drops 85% in bear markets usually, he said. And he also recently spoke with Kitco News, quoting him here, I think Bitcoin will tap around $10,000 from its high because that's what it normally does. It drops 85%. Ethereum usually drops 95% because it has lower liquidity, so it acts like a leveraged position on Bitcoin to some degree. And checking out some of his tweets, Bitcoin $11,000 and pray I say, he shared this on July 2nd. And he also tweeted here, Bitcoin used to pump 70x, then 20x. Now they pray for 5X. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Michael Jackson wrote, "Thank you for the trust you have in us, Crypto News Alerts. We are humbled by your videos. This year has truly been rough for me, but these shows inspire me. You're very welcome, Michael Jackson. I appreciate your continued support." Our next featured comment comes from Thomas Wright. "Love you and your content and the info you shared with the community. I love Crypto News Alerts. I just wish I had more information videos about cryptos. To be precise, I would have definitely shifted all of my investments into Bitcoin. Let's get it. HODL." And our third and final featured comment comes from Jay Sean. "Yo, JV, hope this comment makes the next vid. People need to see this. Vitalik will do anything to shill ETH at Bitcoiners. What he won't tell you guys is that Bitcoin's hash rate has outpaced ETH by a landslide. The main reason Buterin switched to proof of stake was due to getting their butt whooped in the proof of work race. Also, by 2047, miners will still get paid off of Bitcoin transaction fees. By that time, the Lightning Node network will be a lot bigger. Satoshi planned this. HODL, folks." So there you have it. And be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop a comment right down below and make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you hit that bell. Make sure all notifications are turned on. Will Smith, that like button, drop a comment below, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.